Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. It's your host, Alex, better known on the socials as Auburn Memes. You find me there on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're watching on YouTube or maybe even listening on the podcast, you may notice the background's a little different or some background noise in the podcast. Reporting live here from Auburn Arena. Talk about some basketball, but as you know, basketball was hanging tight, doing their thing up in New York. Here actually shooting some photo for the women's game. They just had a disappointing, tough loss to Cal. They have some tenacity, though. Still feeling good about this team and what they can be capable of. But all the same, hopefully they will get it going and bounce back. I think their next home game is against Alabama A&M. But all the same, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter what the sport is, getting it covered. So we've got a few things, a busy weekend. We've got the Legends Classic wrapping up. Wanted to wait to do an episode to get the whole encompassing thing of the Legends Classic. And then we have New Mexico State tomorrow. So we're going to start a little bit about Legends Classic. I think the story of this series is both games together and then rather than them part. So Auburn last night defeats Notre Dame handedly 83-59. Don't think anybody has to live under a rock to remember that. Minus some tough little spats in the first half, or right before, I guess, halftime, where Auburn had a pretty commanding lead. It slipped away a little bit. You could see some people online getting a little frustrated, but they came out the second half firing on all cylinders, and it was no longer even remotely close of a game. Tonight, they played St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies took care of business there as well. And here is a perspective of this. The game spread, Las Vegas had the spread against Notre Dame at 15.5 points that Auburn was favored to win by. And then tonight's game, Auburn was favored by roughly 10.5 points. Auburn won tonight by 17. I believe they won the other night by 24. So handedly taking care of the spread. And the interesting thing is that minus 5.5 points, Auburn put up 83 against Notre Dame, and they put up 77 against the Bonnies, which, interestingly enough, 6 points, 5.5. So Vegas, they are some legitimate wizards, freaks, whatever you want to call it. That type of analytical data is wild. But all the same, what Auburn needed to do here, taking care of business, beating them by bigger than the spread, good thing to see. So some key takeaways of this game that I think we're all going to look at here. First of all, Jahni Broom is back. He's Mr. Consistent. He is going to be the backbone of this team. It is awesome to see the offense running through him. Now, against Notre Dame, he only had one free throw. Now, the bad point, and this is kind of going to be a pain point, bad part is going to be a pain point of his performance, was going 4-for-11 from the line tonight. Obviously, it brings back some tough memories and scars of the Houston game in Birmingham. We don't want to relive that. So, on a positive note, Broom is taking it from deeper more, and he is hitting those. Now, last night, he was 1-for-2, and then, unfortunately, he missed two tonight. But early in the season, he has been hitting them. He's not been afraid to take them. For the most part, he's been doing pretty well. And other teams are giving it to him. So, let him take it if they're going to give it to him until they either defend it more. And the good news is, if they defend that shot more, that is going to keep the entire – it's going to keep them honest. So, that is going to open up something on the offensive side for Auburn if they're playing up big on Broom. So I'm all for that. Establish that shot. And Cardwell, 6-for-6 from the line. That was nice to see. Denver Jones had a rough night just overall against Notre Dame. Now, there were some rumors that were going on with him about some potential injury stuff. Not getting into that, and it appears that the severity of those may not necessarily be true. So that could be really good news. Came out tonight with 12 points. And I think Denver Jones, this is kind of the last domino to fall for this team. I think there was, because it's in regards to expectation. Because, and I will swallow, I'll eat crow on this one. I was nervous it would take Aiden Holloway a little bit more time to get rolling. And sure enough, Aiden has come out, I would say, performing at some very high expectations for what is going to be realistically expected for a freshman to do and a guy of his age. And he is doing that and then some. Now, didn't have the best percentage tonight shooting, but still accounted for 8 points. Had a high plus minus. Leading the night a plus minus, Chad Baker-Mazzara had a nasty night. He was all over the place. Now, did that necessarily show up on the boards for points? You don't have that kind of plus minus unless you're making it work across the board. And then he also, where was he at last night? I'm jumping between stats here, guys, so give me just a second. And he was, drum roll, elevator music. He had 6 points last night, but he didn't have as high of a plus minus. So who led the team in plus minus the night before? None other than Broom, followed very closely behind Aiden Holloway. The only players to have minus a negative plus minus from tonight's game was Chris Moore, and then Trey Donaldson barely is minus one and minus three, respectively. Last night, the only player that had a negative plus minus was Dylan Cardwell. And there has definitely been some chatter, I think it's going to be fair warranted, of Dylan Cardwell's offense. They have been, it's been a little, unless he's slamming it down, it's getting a little erratic. Last night, Dylan accounted for 4 turnovers, not what you want to see. Fortunately, didn't have any turnovers tonight, but had 3 fouls. And then, respectively, Broom also had 3. Got a little bit more foul trouble last night, but like I said, they spread it across the team more so no one got 4. And then in the case of Chaney Johnson last night, fouling out fairly quickly. And now that's a player I need to talk a little bit more about. Chaney Johnson, I was expecting – or I'm going to – that's okay. Let's rewind the statement. I had a lot of hype for Chaney. He had been lighting it up in practice, looking like he'd been doing big things. A lot of people saying good things about him. If you remember the take on Brandy, this, and it even got clipped on his Instagram. Thank you, Chaney. Thanks for the folks who brought that out. And I'm still going to take this take. I think it's going to be a little bit of time for him to kind of get adjusted to this level. So he would be a guy who I think we could definitely kind of see maybe pop off a little bit more as the season goes on and gets used to it. I would not write Chaney's impact on this team off too early and just understand that, you know, that could potentially take some time. It was good to see Jalen Williams get up there tonight doing what he needs to do. Like I said, his plus minus was barely second on the team to Aiden Holloway. He is a seasoned veteran on this team. You gotta get Jalen. He's gotta have that consistency. He can't do what he did a few games ago. And I think it was good. Baylor, he only put up 4 points. Like, he's a guy with all the minutes he's got. He's gonna get minutes. He's a leader on this team. He's gotta do the thing. Sorry, I said that. Chad Baker-Mazzara had plus minus, and then it was Aiden Holloway. Then it was Jalen Williams. I'm looking at minutes plus minus. Got all these stats. I'm jumping between here. So, as I said earlier, Denver Jones coming into form. I think if he can really live up to that hype to get to be the shooter, to be that guy that can, deep threat especially, 3 for 3 from deep. Love that. Three for 4 from the free throw line. Rebounds, assists, kind of did it all across the board. Not a lot of steals. That was kind of one thing that was not a steal. I think only 3 blocks. So 4 steals, 3 blocks. I like to see a little bit more of those. But here's one thing the team is doing, and I hype this. I'm all about it. Get the assists, making other players better. You had 21 assists against Notre Dame. 20 tonight, all about that. 34 rebounds, 35 last night. Rebounds, assists, things that the team had consistency issues with last year. Like to see it. The fouls at 17 total, and then last night 18 total. I think keep those in the teens, be all right there as well. So good things to see out of basketball. They did what they needed to do, and it was weird. And you'll tell me if you'll agree or disagree with this take. I almost felt like if you could watch these games, just in this, there was no score, and not like watching it so closely where you're literally keeping tabs of it in your mind, but if you just kind of passively have it on, you're watching it, no score, it almost felt like these games were a lot closer than they were. So hear me out on that, because that kind of sounds weird. And that was kind of where I was at, because there were some distractions for both night's games. I was watching this one of the women's games while doing some coverage of that. Last night I was driving and I had to I was on a phone call and I had to swing by a bar and grab food. It was all these different things. So I wasn't 100% sitting at the TV, no distractions, tuning into these. And it was very much so this, it almost felt like, oh, Auburn, they don't feel like they're playing great. Like, I don't feel like they were just having this dominating performance. And then I'd look up, it's like, oh, but they're up by like 15. And what that means, and what I think that means, and why it feels like maybe those games felt worse for like, oh, Auburn's not doing as well, the score's really good. Generally think that is because this team is nowhere near full form yet. They're doing things with the rotations. Guys are kind of forming identities, and these are a lot of new guys from a transfer standpoint that are playing together. When they get, just saying, they call it booging, maybe calling it predicting the future, but if they can really get this thing to where they have it together, I don't think this team is anywhere near their ceiling yet. That's the take I'm taking. I don't think the evidence would disagree with me there. I'm hoping that my prediction on that will work. We'll look, but I think Aiden's going to get better. The guys who transferred in, they're going to start kind of getting on their groove. You can see flashes out of them, but not quite the consistency. And I think Dylan Cardwell has been doing very well on defense. I think he's got to find his role in the offense. Broom doing everything you would want and more. Just only things is kind of still get those free throws. And I don't think that's going to make a difference, like, between winning and losing games in the season. It's just still something where you definitely help when you make them. I mean, you don't want to be 4th and 11. Got to call a spade there. But everything else, thank goodness he came back. So, big and exciting things there for the basketball team. And we will see what they do. I believe their next game is against – who is it next Tuesday? Alabama A&M back in Auburn. Thanksgiving week, so hopefully that'll be a good packed-out home crowd with a lot of people home and have some time off from work for the holidays, and we'll get a chance to get over there. But last thing to mention, too, KD. Oh, I forgot to mention KD on here. KD had 9 points, 4 for 7. Still kind of hawking it up from three. Was a little more erratic last night shooting, so I didn't love that. I kind of felt like he was playing out, we're up big, I'm just going to shoot it. It was a little bit more tame with the shot selection tonight, so maybe they kind of said some things, but he still kind of had that crazy KD energy. Always going to love when he does that, and I still think there's some errors in his game that can be refined as well. So, now on to Auburn playing against New Mexico State tomorrow. Not going to spend too much time on this. I believe the spread last time I saw sitting around 24.5 points. Vegas has Auburn favored to do some work here. And let's be honest on this one. This is a revenge game for Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze was favored by 24 points to beat this team last year while he was at Liberty. I believe this was his last game at Liberty, and ended up losing that game significantly. I think, what was the final score of that one? I don't know. I hope he was not listening. He doesn't remember this. Give me just 1 second here. Love Googling live. Liberty, New Mexico State score. I got to do that. 2022. So Hugh Freeze lost this game 49-14. And there were some rumors that, you know, he was telling the team that he was taking the Auburn job. This was the Saturday before he got hired. Let me just put an asterisk on that. So who knows? Maybe there were some distractions there. Who knows what ended up happening? Obviously, well, look what Liberty's doing this year. Hugh Freeze did not abandon a bad roster there whatsoever. But all the same, I wanted to have a little bit of bad taste in his mouth. I want to be, you know what? You guys did me dirty last year, my final game with these players that he recruited and he cared about. Maybe he gets one back at him. I am predicting Auburn wins big. I think my final score prediction in this game was 55-17. Only saying 17, so I bet they're going to get a garbage time touchdown. I think Auburn's going to run this one up really big the first half. I think they're going to get some momentum. I think it's important that they – there's kind of two schools of thought here. It is keep it conservative, stay healthy for Alabama, or my school of thought is do that, but also get the guys' confidence, get things established at this point. Alabama's got a season's worth of film, so it's not like you're hiding anything on them. Establish that part of the game, get guys rolling, get Peyton Thorne throwing, get the receivers in rhythm, because that's what it's going to take against Alabama. Be aggressive on defense, get the pass rushers feeling like, hey, we can get a sack. We want to get a sack here. I think that's important. I don't think they need to come out here limping. This is a better New Mexico State team than some people are thinking about. But on the flip side of this too, I'm gonna take a little bit of a different approach on this one. New Mexico State this year lost to UMass, a team that Auburn played and beat it handily at the beginning of the year. The Georgia State situation, Brian Harsin's gone. We don't have games like that. That school of thought should not exist anymore. It is very much these are games Auburn wins, and you're really the question is do they win against the spread or not? It should never be is it win, is it close, is it this, is it that? It's they take care of business here. I'm trying to find the score for the UMass game. This is, you know, it's a recording away from the studio. UMass beat this team by 11 points, 41-30. August 26th, beginning of the year. But, I mean, still they are, I believe, this New Mexico State team. Yeah, they're 8-3. There's no reason this game should be anything remotely near close. Auburn is the healthiest it's been. I feel pretty solid Auburn takes care of business here. It is not going to be – that is not a Hugh Freeze thing to do to kind of come into a game like this with the team sleeping and limping. I don't think there's going to be this – overly conservative, we're going to run it down the middle, kind of eat clock gameplay. And I do think that confidence building is important here. And I think that this is me personally, obviously they haven't told me the game plan. I think that's what you can expect here. So Auburn versus New Mexico State tomorrow. I think if they get out of this, obviously healthy is the top priority. I think they can beat the spread on this one. I think that would be good because right now there's a lot on stake for the Iron Bowl. Because this is a little bit different than even what I thought it would have been a few weeks ago. And we're going to talk a lot about this upcoming. Sorry for the background noise there, setting up for volleyball. But the Alabama game, they need you need confidence, you need momentum, you need it coming in. They've gotten it over this past few weeks. Assuming all things go as planned, Auburn rolls into the Iron Bowl, 4-game winning streak. That could be good, and we've seen, you know, I hate to beat this dead horse, but oh, you and Jordan here at the end of November, but there's some truth to that. The home crowd's going to be hyped. They get into this one, people are excited. Ticket prices for the Iron Bowl have been skyrocketing lately. If you've been following those, they're going up. People are excited, and Auburn has got recruiting momentum going on. They're going to pack that house out. They're going to need that energy, and Alabama has locked the West in, so it doesn't have any SEC implications there, but what it really does have for Alabama is they are a fringe playoff team right now. If they lose to Auburn, pretty much kiss those chances goodbye. So they're at a point now where they're playing for a playoff bid. Do they have that on their mind in this game? They're in a tough spot there because they got to take care of business. Auburn, don't ever want to use the phrase, oh, well, they have nothing to lose because Auburn was expecting to do it. I'd say if Auburn walks into that game with 7 wins, pretty much achieved everything you need to, or by moderately overachieved if you're looking at that 6.5-point win spread via Las Vegas. So if Auburn does win this game, the Iron Bowl, and Alabama loses, well, obviously Alabama loses the playoff bid. That would be just detrimental for them. And I don't think that they're going to win the SEC, win or lose the Iron Bowl. I think Georgia is too good. Not a good matchup for them. But if they do come into this game and Auburn wins, the recruiting momentum that can gain will be through the roof. And just the psychological aspect of that, of what this would mean for this era, you have an 8-win season with a marquee top 10 Iron Bowl finish. I can speak volumes. We'll bug a little bit more about this throughout the week goes on. I don't want to get too far into the Iron Bowl school of thought just yet, but that's going to be the story of it. So New Mexico State tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Auburn faces them at home. Should be very, very nice weather, perfect football weather for a mid-November game. We will do some recap and look forward stuff coming up on that. Going to have a lot of great content coming. Auburn basketball takes care of business in the Legends Classic. Auburn's women's basketball loses a close game to Cal. Really stinks. Would have been great to beat them in football and basketball just months apart, but all the less, it's a team that's building. Of course, Auburn taking care, hopefully going to be taking care of business against New Mexico State Saturday. That wraps it up from the Auburn Daily Show. Like I said, you can check me out on Twitter at Auburn Memes. Also on Instagram. Make sure to check out everything Auburn Daily has going on. AuburnDaily.com. Get all the awesome written work. You can follow that by checking them out on Facebook. Of course, just search Auburn Daily, as well as Twitter. I want to thank today's show sponsor, as always, the Opelika Rage Room. And they do want to remind you, even though Auburn is on a winning streak, it is A-OK to visit a Rage Room. You can still smash in celebration. They're located outside of downtown Opelika. On 2nd Avenue, check out their website. If you're traveling in the Auburn Opelika area or you live close by, they're open 7 days a week. Booking times from 12 until 10 every day. That is going to wrap us up for this episode. We will be right back at you for one of the biggest content-filled weeks of the year. So, guys, make sure you stay tuned. And if you don't already, please subscribe to the YouTube and or wherever you get your podcasts and help support the show. It would mean everything to us. That's going to do it. We'll catch you guys on the next episode of the Auburn Daily.